Kapawa Country Fest celebrates 15 years of bringing the music to the people, and this weekend, the country legacy continues when the gates opened this Friday evening at 5 o'clock. It's been a long 2 years without Country Fest, as the pandemic put a halt to the sweet country tunes, but organizers have been busy preparing for a triumphant return. Roxanne McKenzie, Tina Chevrier, Gail Jawbone, and Jennifer Chevrier sit on the festival's executive committee, and along with many volunteers, are ready to open the gates this evening for a weekend of music. It all takes place at the Kabawik First Nation, in Kapawa, Quebec, about a 50-minute drive from North Bay. Doors open at 5, and the music begins at 7 when North Bay's own Gravitas take the stage. Gravitas is taking on house band duties again this year, so audiences will be hearing a lot from them over the weekend. Dylan Burke follows, then Jade Eagleson lays it down before Zach Mason and the Moonshiners step into the limelight at 11 o'clock. Friday night closes with another set from Gravitas, the hardest working house band in the biz. Saturday opens at 1 o'clock, Gravitas kicks off the day, and once the crowd is thoroughly countrified, Full Circle takes the stage, and the country follows from 3:45 to 5 p.m. The music calms down for dinner, but rest assured it continues at 7 o'clock, and the Reclaws start strumming at 9 o'clock. Sunday's music lineup runs from noon until 5 o'clock, with the Kapawa Choir, Ghost Rider, and Whiskey Jack is performing a tribute to country legend Stompin' Tom Connors. You'll have one more chance to see Gravitas as well, as they wrap everything up starting at 3:45. A weekend adult pass is $90, and day passes cost $45 for Friday, $65 on Saturday, and $25 to catch the Sunday shows. Some camping spots are available, but be sure to contact the organizers beforehand. For all the details, visit the Kapawa Country Fest website. David Briggs is a local journalism initiative reporter who works out of Beta Day, a publication of Village Media. The local journalism initiative is funded by the Government of Canada.